his mom starts asking me for the address to the venue. She kept pressing until the entire room was visibly uncomfortable. When I said no, she started making excuses like, "Well, how am I supposed to know where to book hotels?" I assured her
Right.
everything was nearby, but she continued to repeat, "Just send me the address. I'll drive by." Each time I said no, she came back with, "I might go in or I'll just pop by." She then pivoted to my bachelorette party, nudging my mom and saying, "Aren't you so happy we're going on our bachelorette trip?"
Oh no.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Here Comes the Drama, the podcast that dives into the chaos, hilarity, and unforgettable moments of weddings, events, and beyond. I'm your host, Krista Innes, and today I'm joined by the amazing Suzanne Lambert. Suzanne's a comedian, writer, and content creator who shares her sharp, witty takes on everything from current events to politics and everything in between. My jaw is still dropped from the story we read today. It was quite possibly one of the craziest relationship, mother-in-law, new daughter-in-law kind of stories I think I've ever read. But you will see this is a story of strong boundaries and hopeful endings. So I don't want to give too much away because it is honestly just insane. But we share more crazy hot takes and read some more confessions. So I cannot wait for you guys to enjoy it. I had so much fun with Suzanne and more to come. So without further ado, here is my episode. Enjoy.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Yeah, so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So for anyone that doesn't know, you can just tell us a little bit about you. And first, I have to say, I love your content. I love how witty, snarky, I don't even know how you would describe it, but you're so quick-witted. And when I found you, I was like, this is an instant follow because it brings joy to my feed. I love it.
I
So
love that.
yeah. So just tell everyone a little
Yeah.
bit about what you do, and I thought you'd just be perfect for this.
Yeah, I'm so pumped to be here. I know I told you, but I started my comedy career really talking about wedding culture. So this is such a great fit. But my name's Suzanne Lambert. I'm a comedian, writer, content creator. A lot of what I create content about is political, but we talk about all kinds of things. We talk about skincare, we talk about makeup. I'm a Georgia girl and I live in DC. So definitely have a Southern influence to a lot of my content, but just really try to make people laugh at the end of the day and have a little bit of fun and talk a little bit of shit.
I love that. Yeah, because what I'm trying to do here with this podcast is like share some crazy hot takes that people have when it comes to weddings and people that aren't afraid to say what's on their mind. And I feel like you emulate that pretty well. And I feel like you're that friend that a lot of brides need when it comes to setting boundaries. Because a lot of these stories have like crazy either relatives coming in or a friend that tries to sabotage a wedding.
Yeah.
And so I feel so bad for these brides, or it can be a story from a bridesmaid or whoever. I feel bad for them because they can't stand up for themselves and they like need someone like that.
Yeah, totally. I've been in that position before, and we might get into it later, where I've had to intervene on behalf of the bride and tell other people in the party or even tell people they'd hired, look, we need to do things a little differently because I think a lot of brides are so afraid of coming off as a bridezilla that they don't draw boundaries or stand up for themselves when they need to. And then, of course, you see the reverse where people are just acting all kinds of crazy. So there, it feels like
Yes.
there is very often no in between.
Oh, yeah. It's like you can't win because even the stories where, like, I clearly show the bride's family is maybe like an in-law or something is being horrible to her. And they're like, well, she's a bridezilla because she said no plus ones or no kids. And it's like, come on. Like,
Right.
why?
People have a real problem with women sticking up for themselves. And I'm like, if this was actually real life and you knew this person and you heard this was going on, there's no way you would take that other person's side. But because they're a bride, they're automatically wrong. Like, no.
Yeah, it's insane. Like sometimes my blood boils reading these stories because I'm just like, why do you have such hate towards these women? I read a crazy mother-in-law story yesterday where literally nothing the bride did could be right. She could do anything, and this mother-in-law was terrible to her. And I'm like, why? It's just that misogynistic, I don't know, internal misogyny or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the boy mom thing can be really weird. My mother-in-law's an angel. I'm so thankful I didn't have to deal with any of that from members of my family, thankfully, but I've seen it and it's wild, like absolutely wild.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Same here. I can't relate to that. I'm very sorry for the brides that have to. So
Yeah.
I kind of want to start off talking about some crazy stories and wedding hot takes right off the bat. So you said you used to cover like talking about wedding industry, crazy things you've seen at weddings. Is there something that comes to mind where you're like, this was insane, or just a strong take you have on weddings?
Oh, so many. This is more broadly like wedding culture. And it's just funny, right? I find it hysterical where people will use any excuse to post their wedding photos. All of a sudden, people are super passionate about Arbor Day. They're like, in honor of Arbor Day, here's a wedding photo by a tree. I'm like, just say you want to post your wedding photos, but don't make up these weird arbitrary holidays that you've never observed before in order to post them. And I do think to an extent, there is a limit of how many posts you get about your wedding before I'm muting you. I'm sorry. And it's not because I'm not happy for you. And it's not because you don't look beautiful, but it's like, you deserve to take other photos of yourself that you love. And you deserve to think about other things besides your wedding. And also, this is another one, the countdown blocks, and apologies in advance to anyone who has done this, where it's counting down the number of days to your wedding, like it's Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I find those insane. I'm like, are you good? That just feels crazy to me, especially because usually you have the apps that'll tell you how many days your wedding is in, and you're like, oh my God, because it's so stressful, right? I've been there.
Right.
But the thought of physically rotating a block every day to let you know how many days there are until your wedding, it couldn't be me. It just couldn't be me.
Yeah, it's funny because I got those as a gift, but I don't think I ever displayed them or used them. And I think I ended up regifting them because I was like, and sorry, if someone's listening that gave it to me, I'm sorry.
I was like, did someone give those to me? I hope not. I didn't use them if you did.
Well, yeah. And the thing too, I feel like that it's different is my husband and I had already lived together for years before we got engaged, married. So to us, it wasn't like countdown till we move in, countdown till, I don't know. We were already at that point. So it was just for us, it was just like another step, I guess.
Yeah, it's goofy to me. And to be clear, who cares what I think? If that makes you happy, do it. I do just, when people post the pictures of the countdown of the wedding, I'm just like, oh, we got to get you something else to think about too. You can't, that cannot be your sole focus.
It can't consume you. When you were talking about the Arbor Day and posting a picture, something that I always think about is when someone posts to celebrate someone else in their life, but they use their wedding photo.
Dude.
That's the first thing when they're like, happy birthday to my second cousin once removed, but it's like them as a bride. And them in a family photo and arrow. And I'm like, who you want to?
No, the craziest one I've ever seen in my life, this younger girl in my sorority, I don't think she follows me anymore, so she won't see this. She posted about her maid of honor. So like her best friend, and they have a million photos to choose from. She posted about her maid of honor on her maid of honor's birthday. And the picture she chose was her, the bride facing the camera, you know, beautiful. Her maid of honor crouched down on her hands and knees. You literally couldn't see her face because she was fixing the bride's veil. And I call those happy bride's day posts because it's like you made their birthday about your wedding. And it's hard because me and my best friends are so bad about taking photos. Like legitimately, I was with them this past weekend and I said, if we don't get a photo this weekend, we have to text our exes and we get to pick which of our exes we have to text. That's how dire it is. We do not take photos. So I understand sometimes there's not a lot to choose from. But what I did is I picked a solo picture of some of my bridesmaids and my bridesmen. I had bridesmen after my wedding. And I posted that because it, it was at my wedding, but it was only them looking beautiful. Like I was nowhere in the photo because it's a wild thing to do.
Right. Yeah. You have like professional photos. You don't always get those with your friends. Especially it's like the sabotage photo. It's like when you go out with friends and you pick the ones where they all look bad, but you look really good. Like,
right.
Come on.
And it's like, maybe if you post one from your wedding and one from theirs side by side, to me, that seems fine. But if it's just, that's just like a wild thing to do. Could not be me. Yeah. It's like, you're literally looking the most beautiful you'll ever look in your life.
Yeah.
And they're also there.
And they're also. Yes. Yeah. Oh man, I love that. Okay. So kind of talking about wedding hot takes, here are just a couple of different prompts and I want to get your opinion on it. Do you think weddings should have dress codes or should guests be free to wear whatever makes them comfortable?
Definitely a dress code. I think anywhere you can provide clarity as someone planning a wedding is crucial to a good guest experience. I didn't go as far as to make a Pinterest board. That felt like a little much to me, but I wrote down a dress code and then examples of what that would be for the rehearsal. Even for our engagement party, we did that because I think Otherwise, they're just going to text you and ask you. And it's going to be really irritating and you're going to have a million other things. And this is a hot take on top of that. I think black tie optional is a really tricky dress code. I understand that people don't want to force people to wear a tux or whatever, but then you have girls, well, do I wear a long dress? Do I wear a short dress? And I've been in that situation. So I think wherever you can provide clarity, it will always lead to a better experience for the guests and for yourself.
Yes, I know. I'm always that person that's like searching the website, like, what's the theme? Because as soon as you get to a wedding and you're like, oh, I didn't realize it was going to be outdoor. I didn't realize it was going to be in a barn. So you want to kind of dress the theme. And yeah, I'm someone that gave too much detail probably, but I was like, I want people to know what to expect.
No, me too. And I guarantee you people still asked you, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll, like, what's the dress code? And you're like, did you happen to see the FAQs that I painstakingly put together for this very purpose?
Like, right. I also am someone that like, yeah, don't come in a white ball gown or something to my wedding. But other than that, I'm like,
why?
Whatever. Yeah. What a weird thing to say.
Yeah, that seems kind of crazy of you. Hot take. That's a bridezilla behavior.
Right. But I'm like, if someone wanted to wear a bright red dress, I don't care about that stuff. They could have worn white to my bachelorette party and I would have been like, you look great.
It's okay if your dress code is casual. That's completely fine. If that's your vibe, cool. Do what makes you feel good. But just let people know, because being overdressed is a bummer. Being underdressed is a bummer. So just when people know what to expect, I think that's always the best policy. Actually, I'll let you keep going because I have so many hot takes that are coming to my head, but I'll react to some more of yours first.
I love that. So this is, what's your opinion on cash only gifts or explicitly asking for money instead of traditional presents? People are so not controversial. Mm-hmm. People, I've noticed, hate this sometimes.
Yeah, I see no issue with that.
I don't either.
At all. If that's what you want, I want to get you something you want. And honestly, I am not the best gift giver. I'm a gift card girl. I love giving people a gift card. I love receiving a gift card. So if you're telling me all you want is cash, cool. Yeah. To me, that's great. I see nothing wrong with that, especially because a lot of people are trying to buy houses or pay off student loans in the next lifetime. That would be nice. So I totally get just asking for money. And we have plenty of knickknacks already.
Yeah. I don't get why some people get so Why don't people like it? It's so weird. Whenever I go to a wedding, I only bring cash. I'm not going to bring in a big wrapped gift there. You know, shower is different. But I was sharing about Honey Fund or like Zola or not. Yeah. People can just donate cash gifts or donate to your honeymoon or different things. And people were getting, it's in the comments, a certain generation.
I have
not a group, but they're like, I'm not paying for a honeymoon. And you're not paying for a honeymoon. If you gave someone $200 at their wedding, they could use it for dishes, they could use it for sheets, or they could go on a vacation.
Well, and why not? Don't you like the person whose wedding you're going to? Why wouldn't you want to contribute towards their honeymoon? Yes. That's so strange.
I mean, you could buy them whatever and they could go return it and get cash for it. So why does it matter what they end up using it for is my thing. I'm like, why?
Yeah, just for the sake of tradition. And you know what? If you want to buy them a little knickknack, we had a few people buy us things off registry. I didn't care. Whatever. If you saw something and it made you think of me and you thought I would like it and you brought it to me, that doesn't bother me. I'm appreciative to get a gift either way. But if you want to get them something physical, you always could do that if that really mattered to you for some reason. That's beyond my understanding.
I know. I don't get getting upset about things like that.
And again, I don't know who has done this. I don't even know if you have done this. I think the wedding color code is bananas. When you are putting out Pantone codes on your wedding invitation, so people wear corresponding shades of lavender and blue, what's happening? What's going on? I've seen people do it where they ask people to wear all black. That makes a little more sense to me, but I still just can't get behind stripping people of their individuality so that they are matching an aesthetic of a wedding. I think that's crazy.
I know. I honestly didn't know that was a thing until I started making this wedding content and I would see it like come up in my feed or something. And I was like, wait, people actually do this? They want their photos to look a certain way. I'm like, that's over the top.
Totally. Yeah.
Like, sorry, guys, you can't wear that bright pink, but you can wear this dim pink that's a little dusty and a little, I'm like, no, too much.
Right. Are we requiring people to wear uniforms? And people don't like how they look in that color. And not everyone's color season is the same. Not everyone should be wearing a muted cool tone, right? That's not, do you want people looking good and feeling good in your photos? That's what was important to me. I let my whole bridal party, I was like, pick your tuxes, pick your dresses. I gave them a few very reasonable parameters, but I want you guys to look hot and I want you to feel hot and have fun, because I've been in weddings where there's one where I legitimately looked like I was middle-aged pioneer woman. It was so, and that was the bride's goal, by the way. Like, she did not want us to look good. She was like kind of open about that, which I guess I can appreciate to a certain extent. But like, I looked so bad, and it affects your ability to have fun because you just don't feel cute. Yeah, that was that hot take. Whenever you mentioned dress codes, I was like, I gotta bring up the color palette.
Yeah, I like how you see more and more weddings now allowing like individuality between their like bridesmaids. I basically had a website and was like, pick any dress from this website. I have
nice
family of colors, all within the same family. But I was like, pick a style that's good for your body type or that you feel more comfortable in.
Yeah.
Because I've seen weddings where like they have everyone in the same super fitted dress, and it doesn't matter what size you are. Sometimes you just don't want a super fitted dress.
No, I'm not a body. You will not see me in a bodycon. Like, it just isn't for me. Yeah. It's like you want people to feel good in what they're wearing.
Yeah. That's
and my parameters were like no super plunging necklines, because I had one. And then no super high slits also, because I didn't have a super high slit, but I had a slit and no strapless, mostly because it was December and I just didn't want strapless dresses. It was very easy for people to pick something they would actually like.
Yes. And it's totally normal to have some guidelines for your wedding party.
Yeah.
Because they are going to be in most of the photos and everything, but to have your guests between some parameters is bonkers.
Yeah, it's bananas. And to me, it sets a negative vibe for the wedding when you're micromanaging what the guests are going to be wearing. Like, and I've never been invited to such a wedding. My friends would never, ever do something like that. But I feel like it would make me feel like I was on high alert, you know, like, or just like unsettled kind of.
Like, I want to take my hair down. Wait, am I allowed to wear my hair down?
Yeah.
Are these earrings okay?
Literally. Yeah. And it was so funny. And you see that creep into even like guests, almost like paranoia. So everyone in my wedding wore black. Someone came up to me at the wedding, so sweet. They were like, I'm so sorry, I had no idea your bridesmaids were wearing black. I wouldn't have worn black. I was like, oh, no. Like, it's so okay. I cannot believe you feel like you have to think about that, but it's all good. It's the most common. I feel like it's made people a little skittish.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I showed up to a wedding once wearing the exact same colors of bridesmaids, and it was like a cranberry Merlot colored dress. I was mortified. I didn't say anything, but I was like, oh my gosh. But it was like a January wedding. So it's very like normal for that time of year. So I was like, no one said anything.
You would have no way of knowing. I know people were trying to be polite because you see people who do care about the color palette, but people were texting me, asking me what color the bridesmaids were wearing so that they didn't accidentally match them. And I'm just like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care about this, but I know other people do, but it just leads to like more annoying messages to have to respond to for the bride, you know, because there's been this weird tenseness. I don't know if that's a word, created around wedding culture these days.
Totally. Yeah. It's such a spectrum. It's insane. Okay. So this next part is pick a side. So wedding drama debate. So people are sending me their unpopular opinions. So let me know what you think about these. This first one says, just because you're family doesn't mean you're invited.
Hell yeah. Completely agree. Especially if you are paying for the wedding yourself. No pay, no say. What does RuPaul say? If they're not paying your bills, pay them no mind. I do think if you're getting financial assistance from your family for your wedding, I do think they have some say. But if it's like a second cousin twice removed, I absolutely don't think that they need to be invited. And I also think I would rather not get the financial assistance from family and pick who I wanted to be there than invite a bunch of random people who I don't actually want to be there. And my husband and I did pay for our own wedding. So we were able to choose exactly who we wanted to be there. And it made the experience so much better. But yeah, I completely agree with that.
I feel like this is a common thing where if someone wants to pay and there's strings attached, then it's just not worth it. We had some assistance from both parents, but we paid for a good portion ourselves.
And we had
some,
to clarify. We definitely had some. And my in-laws paid for the rehearsal dinner, and my parents paid for my dress. And again, any contribution they made, I look at as very generous. So I just did want to clarify that. Yes, my mom hears this. She's like, wait a second.
You're like, hold up. Yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, but I was going to just say like, but because I have a respectful relationship with both my in-laws and my parents, I reached out and I was like, hey, send me your list of like who you want But I see these stories where it's like they have terrible relationship with the in-laws and they're like, well, we're paying for this. You need to invite all these people. And it's like, that's not how it works.
No.
It needs to be respectful both ways, I think.
Yeah, it's tough because if they're giving you financial assistance, I do think they deserve some say, but that's just a crappy attitude to have that you would give someone money with strings attached. If it's mm-hmm. someone where not only is there not a relationship, but if there's a bad relationship, I think you should prioritize the people you love most in your life. And I think family is who you make it. So it doesn't need to be someone related to you by blood. And just because you were invited to theirs doesn't mean it needs to be reciprocal either. So
100%. Okay, this next one says, if I have to travel far for a wedding, I won't be giving you an expensive gift.
That's fine. Yeah. I think don't go into debt for my wedding. Like, please don't be having debt collectors knocking on your door so that you can come to my wedding and give me a gift. Then you're also going to have a grudge against me that I don't even know about. The bride and groom are not keeping a mental tally in their head of, oh, well, they gave me a gift and they didn't. And if they are, that's weird.
Then they're inviting you for a dollar amount. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. And I've heard the whole you should cover your plate, whatever. I don't agree with that either. I think people should give what they can afford and what they want to give.
I think there's totally different levels to it. But yeah, for my own wedding, anyone that was flying in, I was like, I don't want them to give me a gift.
Yeah.
Like, I don't expect it because they're paying for a flight. They're paying for a hotel. All my dad's side, they all had a fly in. So they're paying a lot of money. And so I'm like, I don't expect any extra gift from you guys.
No, I agree. And everyone had to fly for mine too. Well, almost everyone. I think there were like four people who didn't have to. And also for the rehearsal and the welcome party. And of course, the wedding, we paid for all the food, all the alcohol, transportation. So once people stepped foot into our wedding weekend, they weren't spending any additional money. And that was really important to us is like, we're not trying to put people out. Cause I remember being the early 20s, something going to four weddings a year. Cause I'm from Georgia and you get married as soon as you graduate college.
Essentially.
So I remember being in that situation and I was like, we're not going to do that to people who are coming to our wedding. Mm-hmm. That's also why we had a longer engagement so that we could save longer and provide that experience.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm someone where like, before I go to a wedding, I know what I'm going to give. I've heard of crazy stories where like they go and they see what the wedding's like first. And someone literally just told me this story a few months ago, or a friend of theirs at a wedding was like, based on what they got for an appetizer and like the setting, that's what they gave back.
That,
and I was like, no,
that's so funny. They're like, well, it was French onion soup. If it had been lobster bisque, I would have given you an extra. This doesn't get that much love from me. That's such a funny thing.
It's so odd what people think about. I'm like, how close am I to this person?
And they have a spreadsheet at dinner. Like, okay, this is worth this amount.
This was this
amount. That's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. Give what you can afford. If you're close to the person, do that. I don't know.
Yeah, I did not invite a wedding to get gifts and, or I didn't have a wedding to get gifts and money.
Yeah. Right?
If I wanted money, I wouldn't have had a wedding. I would have just saved the money I spent. Yes,
I have such a problem when it feels like you are just a number at a wedding and you're only invited to be there. So like in my early 20s, I feel like I was such a people pleaser. Like if I got invited to a wedding, I was like, we have to go, or like a bridal shower. But then as like I got a little bit older, I was like, I'm barely friends with this person. Why would I go to their bridal shower? And do they want me there for a gift? It was just kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'm only going to go to someone's that I would want at mine, or we have a good relationship.
Totally. Completely agree.
All right. Let's jump into today's or this week's crazy story. So these are blind reactions. I don't read them ahead of time. And so we're just going to react together. So feel free to stop me or interrupt me at any time. I'll pause too. And we'll see what happens.
Perfect.
Okay. My fiance and I got engaged in April and have been so excited about planning our wedding for next September. Before we even got engaged, his mother had been supportive, often teasing my fiance about proposing because his grandmother said it on her deathbed. LOL. Oh,
love that. Ally. Love that ally and grandma. She's like, I got you, girl.
Yeah. She's like, before
one last
I
thing.
This. Yeah.
Iconic.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, she was very excited in general. So when we did get engaged, we called her from Ireland to tell her that he had proposed. In the same breath as saying congratulations, she couldn't even finish her sentence before asking, can I go dress shopping with you? I only have two sons. Okay. At the same time, I thought it was innocent excitement coming through. Looking back, I should have known where it might lead. Even when we were leaving that trip, engaged for only 2 days, we told her that we had tentatively picked a city. We actually had already chosen the venue, but we didn't want to share it yet due to her tendency to voice strong opinions. Yeah, so they kind of knew it was coming.
Sure.
She immediately started complaining to family members about the location we chose. Oh, here we go. Months passed, and by June, Father's Day weekend, we had both sides of the family over. My parents, his grandpa, his mother, his aunt from his mom's side. During dinner, his mom starts asking me for the address to the venue. I asked why.
First of all, Google Maps exists. If she already knew the venue at this point.
Right. Just look it up. I feel like it's just to make a point, being like, tell me this address.
My family, Irish Catholic, it's passive aggression is our second language. That's exactly what she's
saying.
She wants to say something, but she's not going to say it. So she's going to ask you a weird question that she could easily like look up the information herself.
Yes. Oh my gosh. The passive aggression. Yes. I asked why, because I'd already sent the information when we finalized the venue. There we go. She said she deletes her text and didn't have it anymore. Okay. Who deletes their text?
First of all, not a mother of that specific age group. They're not deleting their texts. No. Second of all, you remember where it is. Like, are you in the CIA? Why are you deleting all your messages? That's weird. Sketchy.
She wanted to visit the venue. I explained it's a private property, not open for tours, and even my fiance and I hadn't seen it in person yet. Instead of understanding, she doubled down. Just send me the address. It's fine.
It's actually not. It's not fine, actually.
I don't get the aggressive, like, she moved from passive to now she's aggressive.
Yeah.
I don't get that aggressive. No, I'm telling you what's happening here. Like,
right. Whose wedding is this? And all that's going to do for most rational people, it just makes me not want to give you what you want. Even if I would have been inclined to do it before, now I'm definitely not going to. Like, I'll actively go out of my way to make sure you never get the address of the. I'll like censor it from all of your Maps apps. That's how petty I am.
Yeah. The day of the wedding, you'll have a car just pick you up and you'll be blind.
Actually, though. Oh, wow. I'm so excited to see where this goes.
It's insane. So she kept pressing until the entire room was visibly uncomfortable. When I said no, she started making excuses like, well, how am I supposed to know where to book hotels? We were 15 months out from the wedding. And I had already planned to arrange a room block closer to the date. I assured her everything was nearby, but she continued to repeat, just send me the address. I'll drive by.
Okay. Fiance needs to intervene. I'll say that.
Where is he?
Step in. Where is he at in the mix? He needs to step in and be like, hey, mom, you're doing that thing again. Knock it off.
It's time. I know you're a boy, mom. Like, let's.
Right. And at first I thought I was on the mom's side because she asked if she could go dress shopping. I only have two sons. I'm like, girl, I want a daughter so bad if and when we have kids. So I understand that being top of mind. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. But this is not going the way that I thought it was going to go.
Yeah, it turned so quickly. Each time I said no, she came back with, I might go in or I'll just pop by. She then pivoted to my bachelorette party, nudging my mom and saying, aren't you so happy we're going on our bachelorette?
Oh, no. We speak French now? What? Who's we? No, that's not.
What world is she living in?
And do you know the kind of things you talk about at bachelorette parties and often the activities and paraphernalia that you're wearing? I went to one, my best friend married my brother. And like, it's bad enough sometimes hearing about your brother and his now wife's sex life. Like, those are the things you talk about at bachelorette parties. Do you want to be hearing that about your son? It concerns me that you might. From what I'm hearing,
maybe. I feel like some mothers like this don't care. And they like want to be involved in that. This is even the weirdest story. I've heard so many where you're just like, boundaries. That's
your son. Are you into your son?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
It's so weird. I was confused and said, oh no. At this point, I was so uncomfortable from the conversation earlier that I firmly told her it wasn't happening.
So funny. Oh no.
Oh no.
That's hilarious. That's the best thing she could have said at that moment. I'm really proud of her.
She brushed it off by saying, it's fine. We'll do our own thing. My mom, knowing my plans to take a trip with friends, fully supported me. Like,
yeah,
what?
You'll do your own thing called you're not coming, babe. Yeah. You'll do your own thing called you're going to go to Bridge and Bunko and hang out at your house like you would have been doing because you're not a part of this. What? What's happening?
Oh my God, Bunko, I've not heard that name, that word in so long.
That came out of the far archives of my brain. Never have I once played a game of Bunko, but I feel
I
like
love
that's
that.
still very much in the scene.
Yeah. The day dragged on with her pushing topics like the china set from her deceased aunt and other things. That's a whole story.
Okay, I'll hear more about the china. Like, I'm listening.
What's going on with this?
I'll take some antique china. I'm not mad at that, to be clear.
Right? At one point, she had a bit to drink. She cornered me in the kitchen, completely unaware of how annoyed I was. She
Is
said,
this my ex-boyfriend's mom? Because I actually was thinking, I wonder if she's drinking. And then when you said that, I'm like,
Who wrote
is
this
this my
in?
ex's mother?
Oh,
This
no.
all sounds very familiar.
Well, I'm glad it's an ex.
You and I both could not be
Story for
happier.
another time.
I thank my lucky stars every day. Trust me. Oh,
Oh
man.
my God, I'm dead. Okay, so she cornered me in the kitchen and she said, aren't you just so happy I'm going to be your mother-in-law and not insert difficult family member here? So she's blocking a name out. I looked her in the eyes and said, I don't know if this is the person's real name, so I'm going to change it really
Yeah, okay.
quickly. Barb, I'm okay right now, but if you keep pestering me about things, I'm going to the venue. I'm not going to be okay. I added, this is my boundary. She didn't seem to register it at the time, but oh, did she later.
Okay, therapy. I love
Yes,
that.
we love boundaries.
I would love if the fiance was setting some, and I'm annoyed on her behalf that she's having to do it all herself, but I'm very proud of her for saying that. That's not easy to
Yeah.
say to
Yeah.
someone.
Especially when you're being cornered, because it sounds like she's alone with this mother. Why is no one
Yeah.
around?
And that's what they do. I feel like people like this, they want to get you alone at your most vulnerable where you don't have a chance to really think things through. So that's impressive thinking on your feet.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be like shaking in my boots. I'd be like, is this actually happening right now? I'm that person
Right.
that in a scenario, I'm like, why is this happening? And then a minute later, I'm like, why didn't I say that? I should have said that. Or as I'm saying it, I'm like, you know what? And boundaries. And I'm like shaking and I'm like, damn it. Like, I
That's
need to be
okay
better.
too. I'm like, ooh, maybe we shouldn't have gone that hard. Maybe we take a deep breath. My yoga instructor's like, generate a response you feel powerful choosing. And I'm like, generate a response you feel powerful choosing when I'm like wanting to spout off. So
Yeah.
we all have our struggles.
Yeah.
I probably would have been like, yeah, I don't know. Crazy family members sounding pretty good right about now. And like,
Yeah.
it would have started a whole thing. So.
Yeah. My fiance and I discussed how upset we were with the day. Okay, so now he's around. And how comfortable she had made things. He was very supportive and felt the same way. 2 days later, he called her to address it, telling her that her behavior was unfair and made everyone uncomfortable. She
Yeah.
exploded, saying, is this why, I'm going to change her name again, is this why Kelly doesn't like me? And hung up. She then gave us
Kelly's
a
the
silent.
fiance, right? Like the
Yeah,
bride.
the girl that wrote the story. Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
What gave it away?
Yeah.
Like, are you acting a psycho?
So it's so funny because like mother-in-laws like this, a level of awareness, they get there, right? They get, oh, Kelly doesn't like me, but they don't see any of the lead up to anything they could have done. They look at it as a spontaneous event. And all of a sudden she didn't like me. And it's like, are you forgetting the 100 things you did before she reacted the one
Yes.
time?
Or the time that they finally like snap back. They're so mean. I didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, that was like the story I read yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, this victim mentality of like, why would she say that to me? I'm just your mom. I just care so much. It's like, no, that was not the full story.
No, because if you cared, you would be like, oh my God, I hurt your feelings. Crap. I'm so sorry about that. That's a
Yeah.
normal way to, dude, can you imagine like if someone called you and was like, hey, at our engagement party, you made us feel bad and sad and whatever, like you would be horrified because you're a normal
Oh my
person.
God, yeah.
Imagine like blaming it
Like, that's why
on
they don't
someone
like
else.
me? Oh my God, what? I don't understand.
And if she had been like, oh, that's why she doesn't like me, that would be like such a different thing. Like, oh, okay. I didn't
Your
realize how
tone.
annoying I was being. Noted. You know, like
Won't do
sometimes
it again.
sometimes you need a little kick in the ass to go, oh, I'm like acting a weird way.
Yeah.
But that's wild. And then to hang up. I don't believe in hanging up the phone, especially on your own son.
Right.
Like,
this is a
oh,
long
I
one.
love this. Sorry, Kelly, but I'm living for this.
This is crazy. Okay, she then gave us a silent treatment for 3 weeks. I bet it was a really nice 3 weeks.
That sounds lovely. That sounds like a vacation.
Yeah, it's gonna
Silent
say.
treatment, that sounds ideal. She should do
Yeah.
that more often and with others in her life, I would
That
imagine.
is best case scenario, I feel like, in these scenarios. Just put it
Like,
out.
keep it going, please.
Yeah. She even ignored my fiance's birthday, which is 2 weeks after the incident. Normally they talk every other day, so this was very shocking. Until then, we had no issues, and I thought our relationship was fine. Her behavior was hurtful, especially to my fiance. Thankfully, his aunt, who witnessed everything, supported us, agreeing that his mom's actions were out of line. We
I
had a
wonder if the aunt is on the dad's side or the mom's side, because that also kind of changes things a little bit.
Yeah.
If it's her sister, hopefully the aunt is going to her being like, you're being nuts. If it's the dad's sister, she's like, oh, I've seen this from this
From the
chick
beginning.
before. None
Yeah.
of us wanted him to end up with her. Like, we all wanted him to end up with the other girl. That dynamic is interesting too.
Yeah. I know, like, earlier at the party, I think she said the mom's sister or the on the mom's
Oh, that's
side.
like worse, honestly. Your own sister being like, yeah. But again, I hope the aunt is going to the mom. Like, if I saw my sister acting that way, or if they saw me acting that way, they would be the first to be like, hey, cut it out.
Exactly. Okay, we had a 4th of July weekend planned at his family's lake house, and she was supposed to join us. She didn't show up until the weekend was nearly over. When she arrived, there was no warm embrace, no belated birthday wishes for her son, just coldness. It's like, why even come? It was incredibly
Yeah.
awkward.
Because she wants to have her Real Housewives moment. She thinks she's on Real Housewives of Orange County with a dramatic show up. Girl, no one was worried.
They
No
were
one
like
was
praying you
worried.
didn't come.
The silent treatment, the weekend without you, or we're just like chilling, eating hot dogs, waving flags. Like, it was all going really, the vibes were high.
Yes. Yeah, she wanted to come in with the sad music. Everyone's like, oh no, what's wrong with Barb over there?
A
You know?
fur coat. Yeah, like mope dramatically around the house,
Huffing
like
and
what we would
puffing.
do when we were like 7 and like our parents made chicken for dinner and we didn't want chicken. That's what she wanted spaghetti. She didn't want chicken. So now she's making it everyone's problem.
Yes. Oh my God, so true. My fiance and I decided we needed to address this. He pulled her aside in the pantry while I stayed around the corner.
The pantry. I love like the sour cream and onion chips listening in, you know?
This seemed like the best spot.
Funny setting for this
I
conversation.
love that she added that in. Like, it was really
Yeah,
necessary
the
this time.
pantry, it really sets the scene. It's like, this is dire. This is a
Yeah.
dire situation.
That was the quickest spot. He started by saying we wanted to resolve things, but she exploded again. She accused us of keeping the wedding a secret because we wouldn't share the venue address, a narrative she created. She claimed I had promised to send it to her and didn't, saying she didn't do. At that point, I stepped
Okay.
in the conversation and said, well, it's my turn to enter now. She is like,
What? Wait, the
and
bride said that?
the bride, she's like, well, it's my
Kelly,
turn to enter now.
yes. Step through, step in, push those bagels aside. Tell her how you feel. I love this.
We were just talking about how so many of these stories, like I feel like the bride is a people pleaser and tells a story, and I feel so heartbroken for her. This
Yeah.
is like the first where I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, she's coming
Yeah.
hot. She's ready to go.
And it's like the behavior you allow is the behavior that will continue. And if I had to guess, because I've seen this a million times, the vibe growing up was like a super passive aggressive where the son probably just learned it was easier to just not react and let it go and ignore it. But it comes to a head in adulthood and especially during weddings. So I'm glad that she's telling her what's what.
Yeah.
Very proud.
This is a big moment. She stormed toward me, got inches from my
How big
face.
is this pantry?
I'm like thinking
Damn.
this like
Sorry,
elite.
I'm like clearly I'm like thinking about the pantry. Wow, pantry envy.
How
You
there's like
see the
three people in
pantry.
there at this point.
Yeah, storming. I'm like, dang, whose house was this, a rental? I want to come check out this dramatic pantry.
Yes. She pointed a finger at me and screamed. How dare you talk to me that way? How dare you mention boundaries and make me out to be some kind of villain? Well,
You said it.
yeah, I mean, if you're
How dare
feeling
you
it,
mention boundaries? She's like, no, we don't do those in my
we
family.
don't talk
You're
about
gonna
those.
learn.
Yeah, you do what I say in this family.
Yeah, clearly the power dynamic between parent and child is very important to her because when you're saying things like that, you feel like she should be obeying you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I calmly asked, "Are you really going to approach the conversation like this?" She responded, "Yep, I'm so mad. You have no idea what this has done to me." Oh my God. Here we go.
Okay.
She said she would never have spoken to her future mother-in-law in that way, in the way that I spoke to her. She claimed we were leaving her out of the wedding, which wasn't true, and insisted that she was just teasing me. What?
Oh, they love to say things like that. Oh, it's just a joke. Well, it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
So no one found it funny. Like,
just give it to me is teasing her?
No, it wasn't. That's not what teasing is.
It's not teasing until you're told it's not okay. And then you're like, oh, no, it was just a joke.
And if it actually truly were just a joke and someone's like, I'll make joke, you know, because I like to test the limits with the people around me and see how jokes will play out. I made a joke the other day. My husband did not appreciate it. And he was like, that's not funny. I'll actually say it really quick. It was kind of funny. I was like, yeah, you know, I always said I was just going to marry for money and I married for love. That was dumb, right? Like laughing. And he's like, yeah, sorry you didn't marry for money. And I was like, well, it's not too late. And he was like, don't do that. And I was like, okay, fair. Sorry. You're right. Yeah. Noted, writing that one down. So if you actually are joking and someone doesn't like it, it won't offend you to say, sorry, wasn't a good joke. Exactly. We'll table that one, never.
Right. You don't keep pushing and keep going it clearly was not a joke. I don't know who keeps doing that to my face.
I like it. It's dramatic.
I know. It's like, whoa.
For the pantry conversation.
To see like the clothes.
Like, zooming in. I love it. I'm imagining cameras in the pantry. Like it's fitting.
It's a whole dramatic scene. Like I've started kind of picturing these as like SNL skits sometimes. It's like little sketches, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, all the people in the pantry.
Yeah.
What if like the father-in-law comes in?
Like, I'd be listening outside because I'm toxic. I'd be like, can I just get the hot dog buns? I'm not trying to cause a thing.
You need everything in that pantry.
You guys have all the food in there.
We're starving out
there. Yes. Go in the garage.
I'm so dramatic. I would do the same thing. I would probably be like, literally all the food's in there. I'm starving. I will die if I don't go in that pantry right now.
And I'd stay in and just like watch what's going on. Do you guys need a ref?
Yes. I'm here. Yeah. Oh my gosh. When I explained, she made me uncomfortable, and that's why I mentioned boundaries. She was appalled. She acted like I cussed her out, completely missing the point. The conversation devolved in her screaming while my fiance and I stood there stunned. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
The next morning, she returned to the cabin. I knew I had to confront her because I felt so unsettled. I pulled her aside with my fiance present and said, "The way you spoke to me was unfair, disrespectful, and beyond damaging. You said, 'How dare you talk to your mother-in-law like that?' she said. And I say, 'How dare you speak to me that way?'"
How dare you talk to your daughter-in-law like that?
Right.
You know?
It's that like elder thing where they think you respect me no matter
what. You owe them something.
No.
And it's like, no, dude, that's not how this is going to go.
Yeah.
At all. That might have been how it was with my husband and you as his mom, but that's not the kind of behavior that I tolerate, nor should she.
Yeah, it's like, you didn't raise me. I'm not your daughter.
God, therapy eludes these people, I swear. It's like, just go to a therapist, lady. You have some problems.
Yeah.
It's always the people who need it.
People like that like never see that they're the problem.
Which seems awesome. It seems like an awesome way to live. Imagine never thinking you're the problem when everyone else is.
Mm-hmm.
That's instead of like lying awake at night thinking about something I said to someone over the weekend that was like harmless, but they're just thinking everyone else is wrong and they're right. I'm jealous. I wish I didn't have a conscience. It seems fantastic. It seems really easy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It must be really nice.
Yeah. Teach us. Have her on next. Teach us how to have no conscience. Yeah. You seem like you have a really easy life. Yeah.
I will literally look at someone the wrong way or say hi the wrong way. And I'm like, do they think I hate them?
Like, yeah. Or people will say things like, oh, when I met you, I thought you were one way. And I'm like, oh crap, is that the vibe I'm putting out? I hate to think about actually genuinely hurting people if like they've done nothing wrong. It's crazy.
Yes. She says, for 2 years, I've dedicated my time and energy to your son and your family, and you have no right to treat me like this. I started crying as I spoke, and my fiance stepped in to back me up. Mm-hmm. She tried to apologize and hug me. I'd be like, don't touch me. But I was so overwhelmed, I could barely respond. Eventually, she left saying, I'm happy we talked. I'd be more mad at that, I think.
Oh, that's icky. I'm not a therapist, thankfully. That would be bad. She wanted to break her down until she was like at her lowest possible point. So in a way, the mother-in-law got what she wanted. That's wild. And honestly, it makes me also feel sad for her fiance. Like, what did he go through growing up? if that was the kind of dynamic. It's like, oh, you're only cool with me if I'm like unhappy.
That's why it's such a weird mentality to me, because we were talking about like, she's like a boy mom. So like, wouldn't you be excited? Like, oh, I have a future daughter-in-law. We can do like girly stuff or whatever.
Yes.
And so like, why is there like a competition or rivalry? I don't understand that.
Do you have boys or girls?
I have a girl.
Yeah. Okay. So you can't even relate to the boy mom mentality. But I've always said like, I want a daughter. I can't have a gender reveal. Well, one, I just wouldn't for personal reasons, but I couldn't, because if it weren't a girl, I know I would be so sad, because I want a daughter so bad. And I love boys too. Like, I'll be happy with either, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, especially if you've always wanted a girl, which it sounds like the mom did, given that she was so excited to go wedding dress shopping, wouldn't you be like, oh my God, I have to make this girl be obsessed with me.
Yes.
Like, make her love me. Like, my mother-in-law is, and she has one girl, but she has two boys, but she's such a girl's girl. And she's always like doing sweet things and being thoughtful. And she was amazing during the wedding process. And this girl deserves that too. And I hate that she's like clouded what's supposed to be happy times with her wild, untherapized behavior.
Yeah. I know. Same here. Like, my mother-in-law has amazing style. She has better style.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And she'll be like, here, this is what I got. Like, it's like another girlfriend. Like, she's so awesome.
Totally. I completely agree. God. And if I was this girl's mother, I don't know if this is things on the fiance side, but if I heard another grown-ass woman talking to my daughter this way, I'd be like, listen, mother-in-law versus mother-in-law. Like, this is wild.
Yeah. What's the goal here?
And like, I don't know. She actually weirdly, maybe not weirdly, she hasn't mentioned her future father-in-law. So I don't know if there is a future father-in-law, or if he's just so used to the behavior that he's just defeated and doesn't say anything. But I'm like, surely this woman has someone in her life
that's
telling her to stop acting this way.
Yeah. I wonder that too, like if she's widowed or something. And so she's like, oh, my sons are all I have.
Right.
You know,
it's because that would make it even more intensified.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
guilt on the sons. Where it's like, you need to take care of me. But
dang, I wish we could ask her. Like, give us more. I feel like maybe she would have mentioned that if she were, but that's.
But I feel like with also this strong personality, I feel like also the other option is that, like you said, the father-in-law is just exhausted. He's like, I don't even fight with her anymore. We've been married for 30 years and I just sit in the back, you know, my recliner.
Which sucks. It's like, you can't just give up just because you're used to it. Other people aren't used to it.
Mm-hmm.
This better end well, or I'm going to be upset.
All right, let's see. It's been almost 2 months since this incident. I've made an appointment to go dress shopping with my mom, my fiance's aunt. Okay, so it was like the sister, I think. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, and his mom. All present on that original incident day.
Okay.
In a few weeks. Okay, so she wrote this before this dress shopping thing happened. So there might be another thing. I texted them, and while everyone else was enthusiastic, her response was noticeably less so.
Mm-mm.
It has been a nightmare, but I hope this story entertains someone. It definitely did. And then she said, part two coming soon,
Yes.
So I'm going to have to reach out to her.
I want to come back for a part two.
Oh my God, we should do that.
I am inviting myself. I want her to beat her at her future mother-in-law's own game and try on the most outrageous, showiest, skankiest dresses that exist, even if that's not her style, and be like dead ass serious. Essentially, like, try on lingerie and be like, yeah, I love this one. Because you know this mother-in-law will hate that. I also do not support her going. I think that's a bad idea. I actually went solo quite a few times before I went with anyone else because I had no idea what I liked and what I wanted. And I liked doing it that way. But I hope her mother-in-law is not the type to body shame. I mean, it definitely sounds like she is.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want her to be invited. But I hope if she does go that she has a little fun with it and she just tries on really ugly, crazy, tacky dresses.
Yeah. It's like, my thought is like, she's like, okay, let's just move forward now. But it just sounds like the mother-in-law never actually apologized. And so I feel like she should lose privileges to come to things then. Because, yeah, you'd want to be comfortable, like you're trying on your future wedding dress, possibly. So,
right. And she needs a mean friend to go with her. I'll go with her. She needs someone who will be like, if you say one more thing like that, Judy,
you're out.
Yes. Or honestly, she should even like warn the bridal stylist and the people who work at the salon. Like, my mother-in-law's crazy. Please intervene where necessary. But she needs someone who's going to vouch.
Yeah.
Vouch for her.
Yeah. Because it can't be engagement party or whatever that the cookout was, like part two, where the mother-in-law's saying stuff to her and everyone's just watching.
You know, phones need to be forbidden because her mother-in-law absolutely sounds like the type to take a picture of the dress and post it on Facebook.
Yes.
Like 100. She will. And I've heard of them doing that. I've heard of mother-in-laws doing that.
Yes. I literally just saw a story. Actually, Cassie, who was on a few weeks ago, she shared a story about an aunt doing that. She was at like a dress shopping yes. and posted a picture, didn't see anything wrong with it, and like fought hard. And they were like, you can't do that. You're not involved in any other wedding stuff now.
She needs to take her phone and just like throw it in the street. And she will also definitely verbally describe it to people, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Which you may or may not. I mean, verbalizing it is one thing, seeing it's another, but oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to follow up with her. And then it would be kind of cool if she'd want to come on and share.
Yes.
People are like, they don't want to see their face. But if I can figure out a way to like, we'll have her camera off.
Yeah. One of those things of the mystery shows where their like back is facing and they're backlit.
It's like a deep voice or something.
It's like SVU. That'd be so, not SVU, but like Criminal Minds or whatever.
Yeah, it's
so funny.
Yeah.
A voice garbler. Oh my gosh. God. It does sound like who could have been my future mother-in-law. So I know this type of woman all too well. And mm-hmm. it does not get better, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You and just learn how to deal with it.
For the long haul, I guess. Yeah.
But you got to beat them at their own game. So I think she should just try on a lot of really ugly dresses. And then guess what? If she doesn't find her dress at this, which I honestly hope she doesn't, she did the thing. She checked the box. She brought her mother-in-law with her. Mm-hmm. She can just go with her mom and the people of her choosing
yeah.
to the next appointment. I don't know about you. I think I was on my 7th visit to a bridal salon before I finally found one. I didn't try it on and find it immediately. So I'm hoping that's the case for her.
Yeah. Looking back that I spent more time, I'm like such a box checker and I like it. Yeah. So but I did a lot of research online first. So I knew like the exact style.
Nice.
And then I had one day where I brought my maid of honor, one bridesmaid, my mom and my mother-in-law and like kept it very short and sweet. I think I tried on like 6 dresses and I found it.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
I also mean, like don't like wasting time. I'm just like, let's do it. But
efficiency. I liked my dress. I liked it enough, if that makes sense. Like I didn't think I was going to have the teary moment. Me personally, I just wouldn't have that over a wedding dress. And I think it's amazing that other people do. And I have it over other people's. But mm-hmm. everyone else was crying, including my cousin Liz, who like doesn't cry ever unless she's laughing at something. And I was like, oh, okay, if Liz is crying, this is the one.
You're like, this is it. You
know? Like straight up. So I hope that she needs to have a force field around her to like protect her joy and not let her mother-in-law say anything. And honestly, if her mother-in-law starts critiquing her, be like, oh, is this what we're doing? You go try on some dresses and I'll critique you next.
Yeah. Surprise, mother-in-law.
Yeah. We can both do this.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, well, that was a crazy story. The way I like to end these episodes is our weekly confessions game. So a couple people send me their confessions on Instagram, and I know we're kind of going a little over time. So
that's okay.
We can move
quickly. Yeah, sorry, I'm a gabber.
I love it. This has been so much fun. I've been loving it. So people send me these on Instagram, and so let's react to them. Okay, this first one says, oh gosh, my mom called my husband my ex-fiance's name on our wedding day.
Oh no. Did the husband hear, like he knew it happened? I assume he must have. I'm trying to think of anything in my head. I'm like, maybe he didn't know. Oh, yikes.
Yeah, that's rough, especially on the wedding day.
And things just happen like that, and it doesn't mean anything. I actually, if it makes her feel any better, not going to say who, a close friend on her wedding day referred to her now husband as her ex-husband's name.
Oh, no.
And she was like, oh, my God, don't tell X, I said that. And I was like, no, of course, but it doesn't mean anything. Like it just happens sometimes.
Yeah. You're like in the moment and it's not like Ross saying Rachel's name at the end of the aisle.
That would be a very different thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just happens. And also our parents can never remember anyone's name. My dad has known all of my friends for like over a decade and he has no idea who anyone is. Don't put too much stock into it. I'm trying to rationalize it.
And it's like the ongoing joke with me and my friends too. We're like, our dads have known all of us for so long, and it's just like a dad thing, I think.
And I'll be like, no, I've never met that person. He'll look at me like I'm crazy. He's like, I've never met them. I'm like, Dad, they've actually told you secrets and confided in you. You've given them advice that they still talk about. You most certainly know them.
He's just really playing good at the game of like, oh, I kept that secret really
minding
well.
His business. Yeah, right. He's like, well, I don't know anything about that. I'm a Scorpio. I keep secrets.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this next one says, my brother's ex forced her way into my wedding party and now she's in all of the photos.
Her brother's ex?
Oh yeah, my brother's ex.
Oh, well, that's why you got to put him at the end of the picture so that you can crop him out very easily if needed.
And I have a lot of questions. Like, how does someone force their way into a
wedding? That's not a thing. Yeah. That's when you say no.
It's like that person that just like automatically is can't wait for the bachelorette party, like his mother-in-law. But yeah. It's like, oh, when am I coming to the bachelorette party? What dresses are we getting? And then you're like afraid to say no.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have my sisters-in-law in my wedding party because I'm closer with people than I am with them. But they also didn't think anything of it, right? Like just because we're related doesn't mean you have to be included. So there's no such thing as forcing her way in. Unfortunately, you did kind of let her do that.
Yes.
But I know it's hard.
But that's awkward. Yeah. When they're in the photo, then you're just like, well.
Hey, there's someone on Reddit who can Photoshop them out. Like, yeah. I just go find a good Photoshopper.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. This last one says, I cut off my sister for trash talking myself and my husband to one of my children. To your children?
Good.
Yeah. That's a bold move on the sister for talking trash to your child. That's weird.
And I love that the kid told you.
Yes.
Loyal, I'd be like, yes, you're my kind of kid.
Yes.
Keep that up. And I wonder what she said.
I know.
And kids repeat everything they hear.
Yeah.
Really think they're not going to tell her that you were talking about her? Like they repeat everything, even yeah. when you don't think they're listening.
Right. And it'd be weird to be like, don't tell your mom this.
Like, well, right.
Like,
yeah,
that
would be
a whole new level of creepy and weird. Like we don't
that's
do
a, that. Yeah, that's like a new definition of red flag. Like
100%. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm happy she cut her off. That's
good for you.
Wild. Yeah, I'm feeling really fortunate for the family I have right now, to be honest. Like, it could be worse. It could be worse.
Yeah. I just say, like, there's some people when I first started sharing like different stories, they were like, oh, you're spreading toxicity. But then I would get messages and they're like, no, you've allowed me to have boundaries or you allow me to see great relationships I do have. And I was like, honestly, it does the same thing. It makes you really look at your like relationships you do have and you're like, okay, I have good people in my life, or like here's how to communicate when something's not right, or let's see what not to do.
It's not promoting toxicity. Toxic positivity is very much a thing. Trust me, when I started doing stand-up comedy and I would make silly harmless jokes about wedding culture, people were big mad. People get very sensitive around the wedding topic and I'm like, dude, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. And also, what you're doing helps other people see, oh, my mother-in-law does that. I thought maybe I was alone in feeling like it was not okay, but now I'm being validated that it's not.
Right.
And also, they did the toxic thing. We're just talking about it.
Exactly.
Right? We're not toxic. We're perfect. That's been established throughout
in every
entire podcast. I feel very fortunate, honestly. I'm going to go call my mother-in-law and be like, just wanted to say.
Thank you
for not cornering me in pantries. Recently.
Well, we got to find out more about this pantry.
Yeah, I do. Would love to see a floor plan. It sounds like a gorgeous house. Would like to hear more about the house.
Maybe we'll get an invite next year.
I would love to go.
Live show in this pantry.
Where we have like a microphone up to the pantry. And actually, if anyone has any kind of beef they need to air out, that's where they have to go. It's like a dedicated
Oh my gosh, it's like
room.
The real world, like where like they would have cameras everywhere.
Yes.
There's like the confessional was in the pantry.
Yes, it'll be the confessional. Wow.
Real world. I am aging
soon.
I is that still a thing?
We kind have a TV, so I know one of them is in the political world now. So that's love that.
One of the real reality TV.
Yeah, real world alum. So, you know.
I'll also be looking that up.
Yeah, reality stars are just everywhere these days.
Yeah, the reality stars, they're just like us.
So much.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I had so much fun hanging out with you. I love your takes. And this was just so much fun hanging out. Can you tell everyone where they can find you, what you're currently working on, and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. You can find me on all socials. So TikTok, Instagram, at it's Suzanne Lambert, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. People think Susan and Suzanne are the same name. They're not. You'll see me every day posting videos. I talk about politics. I talk about makeup, skincare, just whatever spur of the moment. I collaborate with some news outlets. So sometimes you'll see that too. And I have a podcast launching soon. So more about that. We'll definitely be hitting you up once that's live, but just keep a lookout.
Awesome. Very exciting. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was so much fun officially meeting you and love your content.
Yeah, thank you. I love yours.
Thank you. Thanks so much for tuning in to Here Comes the Drama. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and share it with a friend who loves a good story. And make sure you're following me on all socials at Party Planning by Krista for even more stories, skits, and a little extra drama. Until next time, protect your peace, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.